the salad at least. Again, I'm just going to go in here and kind of peel, and I think it'll help if I just do that. And I just, I'm just going to go around and just peel it. And I know I can, I think I'm going to do one more peel because I can still feel, I just don't, and I know they can be very, very fibery. I just, for this salad, I just want the real robust taste and smell of the lemongrass. I'm going to take this big one here. So again, we're going to cut the head off. I'm going to use this. Oh, you know what? I accidentally tossed my lemongrass in the garbage. So I am going to go back here to my sink and just rinse it real quick. And I'm back. Now I'm going to just cut the end off right there. And we're going to use this. Throw that one out. And all my fruits and all my vegetables were pre-washed. Again, we're going to just peel. I think I'm going to need one more here. So I'm just going to go, just do a slight cut. And it's just going to, oh, it smells amazing. And I don't think I'm going to need these two, so I'm going to put that on the side here. What I'm going to do with this is I'm just going to kind of cut it right there. It's a little hard on top, so I'm going to cut the top off. And we're going to chop this real fine. Chopping this up, the smell is just overtaking everything. It's even beating the mango at this point. All right, next thing we're going to work with is our jicama. With the jicama here, what you want to do is you just want to cut it like so. And this is the easiest way that I have found. Now, you can have a different technique. Use it. It's fine. For me, this has worked amazing. There we go. I'm going to take my peeler. And if the peeler doesn't work, use a paring knife. It's okay. I'm just going to go around. And we're just going to cut them up where they're going to have very thin slices. And instead of peeling the whole thing with the peeler, I found out that this is the easiest way to cut a jicama. And for the jicama here, found some very interesting notes on the jicama here. I'm going to cut it in half and then chop. Then I like these to be just longer than just the cube part. Just, I don't know, it just, when you look at it, it just, you know you're biting into a very crunchy, crunchy jicama. This is actually a Mexican root. And I didn't know that until I did some homework on my jicama. It's extremely sweet and juicy. Kind of, if I had to explain or kind of describe this fruit, I would say it's very much like a pear. It's also very, very high in vitamin.